The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America and the death of Billy Graham.
Yeah, it's a sobering thing. I mean, we've known that he's been in ill health for a while, but at the age of 99, America's pastor has passed on. People called him the Protestant Pope, which we understand he didn't like all that much because he didn't want to think of himself as that big a personage. He had the biggest ministry in history. He was a conference of 12 presidents. He spoke in more than 150 countries. Hundreds of millions of people were in his audiences, and there is no way to know how many people he reached over all these decades over radio and television. He lived as he preached, humbly, modestly, in the mountains of North Carolina. He was a remarkable man with a simple message, and he'll be missed.
Beautiful, Harley. That's beautiful, beautiful. Now, just tell us about this 10,000-year clock.
Well, Jeff Bezos is putting $42 million in it, but this is an idea that went, goes back to 1995. A computer scientist named Danny Hillis came up with it, sent an email to some friends. They got inspired. They said, let's work on it. So they're building this clock that's 500 feet tall. It's going to be built in a mountain in West Texas. It's a full-scale clock under construction. The idea is a clock will tick once a year. The century hand will advance once every 100 years. The cuckoo clock comes out once every 1,000 years, and they think this thing will last 10,000 years. I haven't been, they don't build cars that last 200,000 miles. They're going to build
stuff. And it'll be powered by
the Earth itself.
Yeah, the Earth itself.
And people.
Yeah, thermal cycles, Harley. Beyond my comprehension, my friend, so I'll just have to accept your testimony, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for those lovely words about Billy Graham.